Ebola Task Force team in Arua City has announced that Congolese children crossing the border to study in Ugandan schools will no longer be allowed to enter the Ugandan territory. This is in a bid to control and minimize the spread of Ebola disease. James Ivan Namoma, the deputy resident city commissioner, Arua City, in charge of the central division, says education can be postponed for those in the Democratic Republic of Congo to control the disease. He said all schools should enforce and implement the standard operating procedures, ensure hand washing, and procure sanitizers at the entry points.
Right now, we are saying no border crossing. If these children are there, we are saying no for now. If they are there and issues of education, of course, education can be postponed, but in life cannot be postponed. So there is no border crossing. Simple as that. I have been to a few schools. Yesterday, I was in Awendiri. It was a public holiday. But I found the headmistress who told me that they have established a school task force for Ebola. I call upon all schools to establish the same, and then we get prepared on handling this kind. Ebola is highly infectious disease, and it spreads by body-to-body contact. If we don't handle it with a lot of care, it will cause more damage, and it can lead us into calling total lockdown as a way of managing it. Yet when we go for total lockdown, it rocks our economies, it rocks our movements, and of course life becomes difficult.